attention to my words. Incline your ear to my saying.
For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith, which comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God, rightly divided here with power, authority, and conviction by Bishop Eddie Addy from the Macarius Church headquarters. This anointed teaching will challenge you, strengthen you, and equip you for a truly victorious life in the Lord. Be transformed as you listen.
Give attention to my words.
Is this the
unquenchable fire service?
Oh, clap your hands, all ye people, and shout unto God. Oh, clap your hands,
oh, clap your hands,
all ye people, and shout.
From the Victory Secret Service have found their way here. Well, I can see some people who are not unquenchable fire type. Yeah. The yellow card. I think I have to leave the uniform of the Ready at 20 uniform as a warning. Yes. But what a blessing it is to be in this. Well, I can see some people are wearing jackets, suits, and they are making us feel so, like, stiff and intimidated. Wow.
I praise in the valley. I praise on the mountain.
So we are the unquenchable fire service. And I'm happy today that my very, very best friend is in the house today. Actually, last week I missed the chance to tell you that I'm going to give you a surprise. So you didn't know that there was going to be a surprising preacher this morning. But as for the Victory Secret Service, I told them that I was going to give them a surprise. And the surprise came to their surprise. Yes. So today, you two came to church expecting part two or part three of others. But now God has given you a very nice surprise in this unquenchable fire service. And we are blessed to have one of the greatest men of God you can find on the surface of this earth. Yes, a wonderful man of God. My very good friend. He himself says that he looks like me actually. But I'm a little more handsome than him. He admits it everywhere. Everywhere he goes, he says that I'm more handsome. So I've accepted it. And then he says that he's a better preacher than I am, which I've also accepted. Only that when we get to heaven, that one, they'll decide it there. Yes, but on earth, I'll give it to him. But as for the handsomeness, once handsome, always handsome. When we get there, they will still say that you are more handsome. He has been, in recent time, going on missions from different countries, different cities, and now he's in Brazil. Don't ask him any question in Portuguese. Don't say anything in Portuguese. Just allow him to flow. Because at his age, it's not now that we are going to frighten him with obrigado and other things. But we are blessed to have in our midst Bishop E.T. And I know that your life will never be the same. He actually came to town to, you know, bury his mother. And then afterwards, whilst he was around, normally he would have gone to preach at the Greater Love Church at Broadcasting, the Kadesh, on the other side. But I told him that if you just pass through our church, just pass through the church. So this one is a passing through type of visit. And I'm glad that he's here. And I'm sure that today will not be the last, but the beginning of many such wonderful and amazing times. So ladies and gentlemen, join me welcome to one of the best preachers, fiery preachers, preaching like a house on fire. Ladies and gentlemen, to the unquenchable fire service, welcome Bishop E.T. Saki.
Oh, clap your hands.
I said hallelujah. Are you excited to be in church? What a blessing, what a joy, what a privilege. Amen. I feel greatly honored. This The way the service is going, I feel like I can preach for 3 hours. You people are alive. What a shock. As Bishop Asu has removed his jacket, it means that we are free to preach. What a shock. I'm blessed to be here. Amen. I'm truly blessed to be in a very, 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 very beautiful church. I tell you, say that everything is working. The carpet is working. The TV is working. The air conditioner is working. The people are working. Give the Lord a shout! Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I'm truly blessed and honored to be here and to be enjoying this unquenchable fire service. Your fire will never go down. I said your fire will never go down. Amen. And Jody, thank you so much for having me in this church. Amen. At first the conversation was like I was going to meet the shepherd, pastors, before I realized it's a Sunday morning service. What a shock. And all my life, I've never won any argument against him, Bishop Adi. Since I got to know him, since I was born, anytime we have argument, he wins. From Colegono days. So I've learned my lesson. I don't argue anymore. When he says I'm preaching, I say yes, sir. Because he has been winning the fight since. But I'm blessed to be here. Amen. Truly, truly, truly blessed to be here. And grateful to God for this awesome opportunity. And bless God for your lives. Amen. And I believe that God is going to minister to us and be gracious with us. Did you say amen? Let's pray. Father, I want to thank you so much for this awesome service and for your presence in this place. We honor you and we bless you for everyone that is here. Let your word rule and reign in our hearts and be glorified. Show us your way and teach us your path. I pray that lives will come alive. I pray that grace will be multiplied in every life. Lead us to the place of blessing and the place of honor. We give it thanks and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen. Amen. Please be seated. Sit on top of your enemies. Squeeze them. Suffocate them. Crush them. Make them uncomfortable. For the Egyptians you see today, you shall see them no more. Amen. By the way, I'm looking for people to take to Brazil. Who will come along with me? Yeah, your church is finished, Joe. They all come in. Even Bishop also wanted to lift his hand, but he looked at you and put his hand down. What a shock. Hey, it's beautiful. Are you still here? All right. We thank God for the joy of serving him. Amen. May you know the time of your visitation in the name of Jesus. You know what happens is that sometimes you don't know when a blessing is coming to you. But I pray that every young person here, your ears will hear and your eyes will see your time of visitation. Shout amen again. So I just quickly want to you to understand that God visits you to provide for you. When God visits you, he provides for you. When God visited Adam, he made provision for them. God has a provision for your life. Oh, I don't know whether you are still in church. God has a provision for your life. When God knocks on your door, he's visiting you with provision. With a blessing. I feel like preaching. Are you still here? Yes. I pray for you that you not miss it your time of visitation. Jesus said that the reason why many things were going to happen is because they did not know their time of visitation. And God visits us in so many ways. When God visited Adam, he came to pour a blessing into their lives. God created them and put them in a beautiful garden, a wonderful place that they were supposed to enjoy. Now, it's important to understand, even in church, there are levels of belonging to the church. The first level is the level of enjoyment. Somebody say enjoyment. That's the first level of belonging. The second is the level of serving. The third is level of giving. And the fourth is level of missionary. So you got to move from one level. The enjoyment level is where we come and we are all happy. And it's important to be happy. Can I talk to anybody here? That's the first level of any relationship or belonging to anything, is a level of enjoyment. You enjoy what you have. Bible says, give us all things freely to enjoy. Amen. Amen. So enjoy the church. Enjoy the preaching. Enjoy the praise and worship. Enjoy all the good things in church. That is the first level. Amen. When you go to a church and everybody's, some people are looking so morose, with long, twisted, twisted, contorted faces. I should go there. I like these people. I like me. I feel like preaching here. What a shock. Are you there? I mean, you go to a place and you see the guys are looking. I mean, you wonder what's going on here. I said the first level is level of what? Enjoyment. You must enjoy the church. Say amen. Amen. Enjoy the praise and worship. Enjoy the dancing. If you don't want to stay young, don't come to this church. You see, God will bless you so much that you, even at your age, you look so young, who cannot guess your age? When they see, they're asking you, are you 23? Do you have a beloved or something? What a shock. I'm preaching. You see, that's the first level of belongs to your church, the enjoyment level. Amen. Enjoy it. Enjoy the preaching. Yeah, enjoy preaching. Enjoy it. Amen. Something is okay to me. I'll talk about it later on. Are you still there? That's the first level. Enjoyment. Praise them where everything you are inside. When you go to church, when you come to church, you don't want to go home. Amen. And then the serving level. Because after enjoyment comes serving. You must serve. Work in the church. Do something. Amen. It's just like marriage. The enjoyment level is there, but the serving is also there. As you are doing your hair, getting ready for the wedding, that's the enjoyment level. I don't know what I'm saying. As you're doing your hair, preparing, it's all enjoyment level. But after then, do you understand English? Stand up, let me talk to you. Do you have a beloved? So get the message clearly. It's a beloved member of this church. A member of this church. Hey, proper member. Did he say proper? A tight paying member. Huh? A serving member. Have you heard the English they're speaking? Then you can go to the house and say, hey, like that. You have to know, do you know how to make omelettes? Omelettes. You wait, I'll come to you later. It's a beloved, this is what I'm saying. Do you know how to make pineapple inside out? Okay, you sit down. I'll come to you later on. Is her beloved listening to the message I'm preaching? He will listen. Pardon? You can order things online. You are eBay, beloved. Oh, then you are one already. You are one already. What a shock. Are you still there? The enjoyment level. I don't know how you can go to church and not enjoy the church. You come to church, people are dancing, you look like. What's wrong? Ask your neighbor. Did I make a mistake by sitting by you? Ask him. Did I make a mistake by sitting by you? Please ask your neighbor. Some people, when they come to church, you see, one day I was preaching in a church. There was a brother who used to sit on the fifth row. Thick and tall brother. When you are preaching and you look at him, you want to end the sermon. I mean, he intimidates every preacher. When you are preaching, get to where he is and he will look at his watch like this. So that you will know that he's looking at his watch. What a shock. I used to get nervous when I'm preaching. My eyes meet his eyes. I almost get confused. So, every day I'm moving away from him. I'll tell him, who is this diplomatic somebody standing here? Anyway. So, one day I was in my office. When I was told that this man was looking for me. This young diplomat was looking for me. So, I became nervous. Because when you look at him, the way he is, you feel uneasy. So I adjusted my tie. I said, bring him in. He's come to look for me. I have to adjust my own tie before he comes. I said, bring him. They came and sat down. I said, what can I do for you? He said, Pastor, he started crying. What a shock. When I saw his face, I was shocked. Because the man, when they say in church, when they say, lift your hands, he won't lift his hand. He will do this. Give another shout. And what sort of behavior is this? Now he's crying. I said, what's the problem? Has your mother died? Has something happened? And so on. What's happening? Pastor. What a shock. I mean, I couldn't at a point, in fact, even me, tears were coming to my eyes. You don't know why the person is crying, you're also crying. So if you ladies watch Nigerian movie and you are crying, shame on you. People have collected their money in their pocket and you are crying. Are you there? I mean, I felt the way he was crying, I felt like crying too. When they score your team, you are crying. So I felt some way that I told myself, tears go back. Why should I cry? Call him Kosiesu. You don't know why the person is crying. You're also crying. Foolish cry. I lifted my head and rolled the tears back. Go back now in the name of Jesus. So after the guy cried, and when he finished crying, I said, tell me what the problem is. I said, Bishop. Hey! But now when he finished crying, I said, tell me. He said, Bishop, she said she won't marry me. Hey! A little shrimp, the girl who said no to this giant. A little shrimp in the church, a portable little girl. It's making this giant cry. What a shock. So when I saw the way, I said, this girl can make you cry. The God is very great. You will not cry in worship. You don't need to lift your hands up. Something will make you cry. You will see proper purpose. When it comes to praise and worship, you will never see. You don't express your, me. I'm not an emotional type. Eh? You are not an emotional type. You will be there. But may we enjoy the church God has placed us in. I said, may we enjoy the church God has placed us in. Shout amen, somebody. Let's enjoy one another. Let's enjoy the fellowship. Let's enjoy the music. Let's enjoy the preaching. Let's enjoy the Lord fill our lives. Shout your loudest amen. Shout your loudest amen. Tell your neighbor, I don't know about you, but I enjoy the church. Tell him, I like my church. I like my church very much. I don't know about you, but me, I like this church. Are you telling somebody? Do you like your church? Do you like where God has placed you? Do you like the family God has placed you? Lift your voice and give the Lord a shout. Amen. This gentleman, the little girl made him cry. Yes.
A little shrimp.
Shrimp. Small one like that. Something will make you cry. Something will bring the emotion. Yeah. You say, me, I'm not the emotional type. You look at the young people dancing for children. You'll be there as a grown-up man. Are you still there? So I told the gentleman, I asked the gentleman, what will you do? Do you know the answer? The man who said that the girl has left, so he's crying, said, what will you do? So, Bishop, I'll kill myself. I will kill myself. I told him, do you know the answer I gave him? I told him that from here to the beach is not far. Go and drown. No, I'm a pastor. That's what I felt like saying. I really felt like, but because I'm a pastor, I didn't say that. But that's what I wish I had said. And I said, okay, you'll be okay, God bless you. I said, can I pray for you? He said, okay, Bishop, please pray for me. So, I'm a big prophet. So he came in. I laid hands on him. Oh, no, he didn't fall. Kneel down. So I laid hands on him and I prayed. I prayed two prayers. One he heard, the other one he didn't hear. I said, Lord, let him cry more. But he didn't hear that one. I said, oh God, heal his heart. That one he heard it. Amen. Because you won't serve God properly. Something's making you cry. But he didn't hear that one. He heard the other one. Oh God, comfort him. God, punish him small. I prayed two prayers. I said, amen. I said, amen. And he got up and left. 3 weeks later, he came and said, Bishop, I found another beloved. What a shock. Are you still in church? I pray for you today. May you enjoy the blessing of the church. Amen. May the joy in our church never diminish. May there never come a time when we are too big to dance, too grown to worship God, too blessed to lie down, too well dressed to kneel down. May that day never come. I say, may that day never come. When we feel so blessed. So we are so blessed that I cannot lie down in my three-piece suit. I'm so blessed. That's why we dress as young people. Because we want to stay young in the house of the Lord. Somebody shout your loudest amen. Do you know how to shout amen? Do you know how to shout your loudest amen? At the back. Are you still here? Those are at the back. Shout your loudest amen. May that day never come that because of the car you drive, you cannot be an usher in the church. You cannot rejoice, cannot dance, you cannot enjoy the blessing of the church. I've been shouting since university days, and I'm still shouting. I'm still preaching. I'm still dancing. I'm still rejoicing. I'm still enjoying the church that God has blessed us with. May you enjoy the church that God has. When Sunday service ends, you miss the next Sunday. Keep on missing it. Hello, I wish there was a Sunday. I wish there was, the best day of the week is Sunday. I said the best day of the week is Sunday. When you come and enjoy the blessing of the church. Amen. After the enjoyment comes serving. Can I have an amen? You enjoy level 2 serving. When you begin to do things. Belong to this. I'm going for rehearsal. I'm doing this. You serve. That's another whole message. Amen. And number 3 is giving. So if we think that because I'm an usher, I don't pay, I don't have to give. Your working is not essential for your giving. Can I have an amen? Amen? You move to the giving level. Amen? The father you said, my sister, who is going? My sister, who is going? Akosia, the father you said me tea doesn't mean you shouldn't pay your tithes. That's not English. Serving is another thing. Tithing and giving is another level. So your serving cannot be a sin for your giving. Akosia, say amen. That's how it is. Clap your hands for the Lord. And the next level, the level of becoming a pastor, a missionary, somebody heading, working and becoming a certain level of responsible person in the church. I see God taking you there. Please be seated. Let's go quickly get to what I'm talking about. So, Bible says, Jesus said that if you knew your time of visitation, if only you knew your time of visitation, you would understand where God is taking you. God's blessing is linked with people. Come on, say amen. I don't know whether you are still in church. You must recognize the people that God has sent into your life. You can never make it by yourself alone. God brings people into your life through whom and by whom you will do well. One day there was a man, an army general called Naaman. And he went to see a prophet. And the prophet gave him an instruction. He was not so excited the way instruction was given. And he didn't want to obey. But little girl came and told him, "Sir, if this brother asked you to do this and that, you would have done it. This simple instruction, your blessing is connected to a person that God will send you away." Somebody say amen. Amen. I don't know whether you are still in church. Ask your neighbor, are you still in church? Beautiful. So, in Genesis chapter 30, I'll give you two scriptures and we close. Or two or three or four or five or six or seven or eight or nine or ten. Now, Genesis chapter 30, verse 27. Let's look at it quickly. Bible says, and can we all read together? Everybody join me. Let's read. Ready, go. I don't know whether you didn't hear the preach. But read it out. Read it out loud and clear. Everybody, ready, go. I pray thee, if I have found favor in thine eyes, tarry, for I have learned by experience. Can I have another version? Yes. Now listen to this. Say that, but Laban said to him, if now it pleases you, stay with me. I have divined that the Lord has blessed me on your account. Wow. Another version. He said, that Laban speaking to Jacob. He said, please listen to me. Laban replied, I have become wealthy, for the Lord has blessed me because of you. Wow, what a way. Clap your hands for the Lord. So these are the words of Laban. Laban had a business. Laban had his, also businesses. And he was making some type of profits until he employed Jacob. He was making minimal profit until Jacob came. And Jacob was employed by Laban. And a time came for Jacob to move on. But then Laban came and said, My nephew, stay with me. I plead with you, stay with me. Because I know by experience, I become wealthy since you came. Since you came into my life, things have changed. He said, I become wealthy, for the Lord has blessed me because of you. This is what I need for you to understand this morning, that your blessing is connected to people. Can I have a loud amen?
Amen.
Your blessing is connected to people.
Amen.
God will bring somebody into your life. That is one way God blesses us, by the people that God brings our way. I pray that you will never miss the blessing that God will bring you away.
Yes.
Am I talking to anybody here?
Yes.
God has a mega blessing for you.
Yes.
But your blessing is connected to a person.
That's right.
I'm preaching. Connected to a person. You are never a self-made person. God places your blessing in a person. So that when you get connected to the person, that blessing will come your way. So Laban said, I've done this, I've done ministry, I've done this, I've never seen progress until I met you. What a way. What a way. I bless God for our prophets. I bless God for our prophet Bishop Dagwood Mills. I bless for the grace on his life. That by the connection that God has given, our ministries are blessed, our churches are blessed, our homes are blessed. Because of that grace, we are partakers of the grace on his life. Macarius Church, I bless God for Bishop Eddie Addy. I bless God for this great man of God. I know that God has brought you. You think that you walk into this church by accident, but it's a divine arrangement. Your blessing is connected to a man. I'm preaching now. I said, I'm preaching now. I'm preaching now. Are you still here? He may not put his hand in his pocket and give you money, but the word that will come out of this pulpit, the rhema that will come out, your life will be transformed. Some of you will find your husband and your wife by the preaching of the word. What a word. What a word. What a word. Are you still in church? I said, are you still in church? There are laborers here. Your destiny will change because it's connected to a man. That is why it's dangerous to walk away. Walk away from people that God has blessed you. Wait. I'm preaching. I said, I'm preaching. Are you still in church? I said, are you still in church? Laban was an old, experienced man. He was older than Jacob. But you could say that my blessing, since you came into this job, since I got connected to you, everything about me has changed. How many of you can say that since you joined this church, your way has become brighter? You see better. You become wiser. May God take foolishness out of your life. May God take stupidity out of your life. May the wisdom that come out of this pulpit bring direction and hope into your life. Sometimes you come to church depressed, but the word you hear lifts you up and directs your path. If it's you, give another clap and a shout. I've learned by experience. I'm old enough to tell you that your blessing is connected to a person.
Amen.
I'm telling you. What a word. Say, what a word. What a preacher. What a word. Are you still in church? Young ladies, hear me carefully. Young men, hear me carefully. There's a reason why at the age of 15, 16, 14, you are in this church. I'm telling you. It's not accidental. Am I talking to anybody here? It's not just, No, God has connected your blessing through, there's a divine connection that will change your destiny. Something, the wisdom that will come into your life. I'm telling you. Are you still here? I said, are you still here? I've learned by experience.
Come on.
God will bring people.
Amen.
Don't push them out of your life.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said that the reason why the people of Israel were going to have a lot of trouble because they don't know their time of visitation. They can't see it. May God open your eyes. Lay your hands on your neighbor. Say, Lord, open his eyes. Open his ears. May he see. And may he hear. Clearly. Clearly. May he not miss his way. In the name of Jesus. You'll be blessed. You'll walk in your blessing. Clap your hands for the Lord. People and places. Your blessing is connected to people. Are you still there? They're going and explain to you so many people, and especially gifts of God that God will bring your way. God will push this through this person into your life. And that person sometimes get the relationship. Some people tell you that some of you have even been able to build houses since you joined this church. Because of the teaching, the anointing. Bishop, I didn't give money to buy a land,
But the wisdom he has given you has forced you to stop wasting money. Wasting money. Useless waste of money. What a word. Bishop Cody. God has blessed you. When Bishop Asu told me that you are in his church, I was excited. I was excited. And he told me what he said, that you feel so blessed. You see, don't change the story. And don't be, nobody should ever be too proud to say that my blessing is connected to this person. Pride, arrogance, and ignorance are friends. Arrogance and ignorance. When you're arrogant, you feel I don't need anybody. When you're ignorant, you feel you don't need anybody. Ignorance and arrogance are friends. Tell your neighbor, don't be ignorant. Tell him, don't be ignorant. Hold the person's ear. Hold the person's ear. Say, don't be ignorant and don't be arrogant. Tell him, tell another person, don't be ignorant and don't be arrogant. Amen. I said amen. Amen. Lady Pastor Sophia. Now, this young lady, she's only how old? 34. I've known her for more than 30 years. Good lady. Bless God for a long-lasting relationship. Long-lasting relationship. Bishop Adi and myself, we met in 1982. Or 83. 41 years ago. Yes. Several of you were not born. Your father had not met your mother. Some of you are only products of entertainment. I mean, what a shock. 41 years. Or 43 years. You are 2024. Isn't it? Or 41 years of working together. Being friends. Wow. Wow. What a blessing. What good friends we had. We talk to each other. We call each other. We speak with each other. What a blessing. I know what the value of relationships. The value of relationships. Don't despise good relationships. What a way. Are you here? God will bring people into your life. Amen. Why think I'm preaching here today? Preaching in this wonderful, amazing, fantastic church. What a blessing. Because of relationship. Don't walk away from valued relationships. Say amen. Amen. I don't know whether you're hearing me. Should I stop preaching? No. What are those sitting in the middle there? Are you still in church? May God lead you to good people. Amen. This week and the before, I mean the end of next month, you will meet good people in your life. Amen. Through whom you will be blessed. Your finances will change. Your social life will change. God will bring good people into your way. I cancel every evil relationship. And I speak good people into your life. May you meet people who will be a blessing to you. And not a curse to you. You'll be blessed. You will be blessed. You will be blessed. Hallelujah. And you should be humble enough to know that God placed a blessing in this man for you. And it's not that you are making the man. Laban didn't say, Jacob, you are God. But Laban said that, Jacob, I know how my life was before you came. And since you came into my life, that's why I love this beautiful young lady here. Bishop Adi said that her greatest statement, Bishop Adi is my brother-in-law. That's what he says. She says in everywhere in the world. She wants everybody to know that she's connected to a good person. Clap your hands for the Lord. Clap your hands for the Lord. She wants everybody to know that this good man is my brother-in-law. You have got to say, my bishop is Bishop Eddie Adi. I belong to Macarius Church. Bishop Daguanis is my prophet. You should be proud about where God has placed you. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Are you still in church? I said, are you still in church? Yeah. Laban said, if it were not for you, my life would not have been this. I've known by experience. The younger you are, sometimes the more foolish you are. You cannot see the connection. But as you grow, I said, as you grow, you value relationships. Say amen. And when God gives you somebody, the person will be an inspiration to you, will even correct you. Somebody you can listen to. There must always be somebody who can rebuke you, who can correct you, who can instruct you. That is, there must be one person in your life. So for you, even your biological parents can't correct you. I've had people come to me, parents come to me and say that, Bishop, I dash my son to you, but I can't control my son. I'm telling you. And the parents trust us enough to know that by the counsel, by the wisdom of God, the child's life can be straightened out. The other day, one of my very good sons, he called me and he was crying. I could hear the pain in his voice. He was upset with something that a pastor has said. And he was saying, said, Bishop, I'm not happy. I want to resign. I said, why? I said, because I was not in church. And my pastor said this. And so now I'm not happy at all. And I said, listen. It's a reported speech. Somebody told you that said this. It's wrong. And also take it as correction. It will help you. I didn't speak for 2 minutes. He said, I've heard. I've changed my mind. I said, this is a good son. I didn't have to talk to him for a long time. Just in two minutes, he just said, I've heard. Changed my mind. That's the end of the conversation. We've never talked about the issue again. Who can talk to you? Hold your neighbor's ear. And pull and say, is your ear hard or something? I mean, young people, pull that young person's ear. Is your ear hard or something? What a blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing. Unquenchable fire. I'm preaching to you this afternoon. May God help you. May God bless you. Sometimes it's not always the one at the top. Sometimes even somebody at the bottom can advise you. Just like that maid, a little maid advised Naaman. He said, Naaman, master, if the prophet had said that you would have done it, please, it's not too big for you to just go and buy the job. A little maid, you see, may God use little people to speak to you. I'm telling you. When I look at the people who are serving and working hard in this church, Bishop Addy's office, I'm grateful to God that God has blessed Bishop Addy with good people. He has good people all around him. All around him. It's a blessing to have good people around you. I'm telling you. I'm preaching. I said, I'm preaching. What people do you have around you? Who are the people around you helping and doing everything? May God give you good people. Say amen. Sometimes when I go and preach, I get so tired. Pastor Fred standing here, he drives me everywhere. Sometimes when I go and preach, I feel so exhausted. When I'm coming, I sleep in the car. By the time I open my eyes, I'm at home. Because I have a good person I commit my life into. He's driving me and taking me home. You see, so God will give you good people in your life. I said, may God, one day when I got home, also when I opened my eyes and I was at home, you know, where he lives and where I live, very far. But he drives all the way and then comes all the way back to his house. And I blessed him from my stomach. I blessed him. Because God has given us good people that we must value. Say amen. Be seated. People, are you a blessing to anybody? Ask your neighbor, who are you a blessing to? ask, ask, and demand an answer, demand an answer. So if you are rude and disrespectful to your parents, your mother, your father, don't respect them. You're stealing from your employer. In the shop that you are a shop attendant, you are looking at me. I'm telling your number. Pick the phone and answer the call right where you are. What a way. What a way. What a way. Who is blessed because of you? Please ask her. Who is blessed because of you? Ask her. And demand an answer. Demand an answer. I want you to hear the answer. Ask your neighbor, who is blessed because of you? Who is blessed because of you? Come on, choir rehearsal, you won't come. You are looking at me. We have to beg you to come for choir rehearsal. Where the uniform is that a big problem? Big problem, where the uniform? Ready at 20. Ready at... They're also here, isn't it? When they say wear black, you say, me, I don't have any black, I wear blue. When they say wear black and white, you wear green and blue. When they say we are dancing, we are moving left and right, you are moving back and front like that. Who is blessed because of you? Paul said, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. When your pastor thinks of you, does it thank God or you get depressed? What a word. What a word. I thank my God upon every... Anytime I remember you, I thank God. May it be that anytime somebody remembers you, the person thanks God. Whose school fees are you paying? Who are you helping? Who are you a blessing to? I'm telling you. So if you ladies, your wardrobes are full of clothes you never wear. Can you not be a blessing to somebody? I told my wife that if you auction her clothes, we can buy a 3-bedroom house. Because the things are plenty. And these days, I open a bag, I give her clothes, and she doesn't even know. She doesn't realize. It's like the woman with million dollars in a house. When they steal, you can't even realize they're still stealing some. I can take clothes from my wife, take back, and go and dash them. She doesn't even know. I tell her that. I said, this dress the ladies wear, I have one. I said, you have one. That's not that I bought the whole bag and dashed the things out. Afra, let's be a blessing to others. So may somebody say, I am blessed because of you. Somebody must be able to say it. If somebody be able to say it in the church, I am blessed because of you. Yes, I'm blessed because of you. Every day, I'll tell you, every day when I open my closet, I'm looking for something to give. There's not a week that has passed without me giving away something. Every time I'm looking for, who can I give this to? Who can I give this shoe to? How many shoes can I wear? How many shirts can I have? I'm always looking for somebody that I can bless. I told myself, no week must pass without me being... Somebody must remember you for being a blessing to the person. I'm preaching. I said, I'm preaching. Are you still in church? I said, are you still in church? I'm looking for somebody I can be a blessing to. Yes. Because people, what you don't think is of any value is somebody's gold. I'm telling you. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
So if you always think you are broke, you always want to give, you always want to receive. But who have you ever bought credits for before? When my mother was alive, I told myself that my mother should never run out of credits on her phone. At the age of 80, 85, she couldn't call because she doesn't have credit. Why should my mother not have credits on her phone? When I have two phones, I have two. My mother should never run out of chocolates and mortadellis. When the bishop told me, I told Bishop that my mother, every time we take mortadellis, she would drink all. He said that, tea, let her drink as much as she can. at this age, what else can you? Let her drink and drink. From that day, every day, my mother, when she eats rice, she's fasting. It might be fufu. Fufu and light soup. Rice is fine. When she's fasting, she eats rice. Every single day, fufu. What a shock. Are you still there? Fufu. With, and after that, months. And eat chocolates. She died at 87. Of all your gym and all your weight loss. Well, we are feeling frail and feeble already. What a shock. What a shock. Be a blessing to somebody. So I remember years ago when I was maybe the doctor at what stage who stop breathing on their bed normally?
Should be around that adolescence.
Yeah, that you don't breathe on your bed again.
Maybe 13.
12. 13 tall. Hey, you know, so I don't. 13 or so. Hey. Three or four, 5 years. Oh, you have forgotten your doctor. I'm sorry I asked you the question. 13 years, the secondary school as a mom. But I tell you something. When I have... Yeah, tell your own story. What a shock. I'll tell you something. That when I was maybe 12, 13 years old, you know, I stopped reading on myself long time. Then one day, I realized that my bed was wet. At the age of 12, 13, my bed was wet. When I got up in the morning, I stayed with my two brothers. All of us were in one room, but my bed was totally wet. And you know, boy, they like teasing. So I told them, I know that if my two brothers saw that weed on myself, it's not going to be easy for me. So when I got up, you know what I did? I rolled the bed sheet, took my pajamas, rolled all of it, and pulled the drawer and hid it at the back. So that nobody will see that weed on myself. The bed sheet with the pajamas, all of it soaked with urine. I put it at the back of the drawer. And I left it there for 1 week. Because I was afraid that they were going to laugh at me. Because I was afraid. And the shame and embarrassment. When boys start teasing you, it's not easy. I'm telling you. I hate it. One day I went out. Jody, when I came back, my mother had washed the things. I think she smelled it and felt something was wrong. She pulled it, saw the thing and washed and put them on the drying line. And when I was afraid that she's going to scold me and all that. No, my mother told me, said that, my son, as long as I live, I'll cover your shame. He said, I will not let anybody laugh at you. I'm telling you. I will not let anybody laugh at you. I'll cover your shame. I know why you put it there because of your brothers, but I will cover your shame. I will not allow anybody. Who are you a blessing to? What can be remembered of you? Are you still in church?
Yes.
I said, are you still in church?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm telling you. Are you a blessing to anybody? Does anybody remember you in a good light? And people who have been a blessing to you, do you recognize them? Do you see them? Are you still here? God will bring people your way. Mothers, fathers, good fathers. People that God, through them, if you don't know what people are giving up to make you who you are, You know what pastors are sacrificed to make us who we are? I'm telling you. Sometimes we say things and we walk away as if nobody had been a blessing. You are never a self-made man. People have contributed to make you who you are. Laban said, if you have not come my way, Jacob, my life will not be as it is now. I've learned by experience. Are you still in church? Are you still in church? I pray for every one of us here. Learn by experience the people who are a blessing to you. And be a blessing. I challenge you, be a blessing to somebody in this church. It's somebody, look at yourself. In what way? You are too, you're always on the receiving end. Always on the receiving end. There's never a time that says, give 1,000 that you have come for to give. Never. Never. Sometimes we pastor, when we say we are raising, we know those who will come. It's almost like automatic. 1, 2, 3, 4 will come. And everybody expects them to come. What about you? Why are the church so quiet now? May you be there for somebody. I said, may you be there for somebody. Are you still here? I said, are you still here? May you be there. May you put a smile on somebody's face. Can I have a loud amen? Amen. Go to Accra or buy a pair of shoes. I saw somebody's old shoes and all that. Give the person a new pair of shoes. Bless the person on the, without anybody knowing about it. I'm telling you. I told myself when I used to wear necktie, I said, I'll never cross a certain number of neckties. Every time, I said, if you cross, let's say 10, I will never have more than 10. Anytime going beyond, I give it away. What am I doing with 10 neckties or 20 neckties? What am I doing with them? When somebody doesn't have one or two. Look at your life. Who can you be a blessing to? Who can you make a call to? I just called to check on you. Just called to check on you. I don't know whether you are still in church. Are you in church? Who do you care about? Who do you check on? Who are you interested in? Whose matter is your matter? Are you still here? I said, are you still here? I think we should be ending now. But listen, friends, I'm saying to you, number one, people, fathers, mothers, pastors, spiritual leaders, friends, good friends are few. I'm telling you, real good friends are very few. I wish you can hear me. I wish you can hear me. I'm telling you. I pray for you that you'll be a friend that's just closer than a brother. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
I bless God that Bishwadi is my friend. He's a friend that is closer than a brother to me. I'm telling you. Yeah. May God give you good people.
Amen.
And may you be a good friend to somebody.
Amen.
What a way. What a way. Number two, places. And then we are ending. I think we finished. Chapter 7 of the book. God has connected your blessing to places. Amen. I feel blessed preaching here today. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Am I talking to you? Ask your neighbor, are you receiving the word? Recognize the place of your blessing. First, recognize the people through whom you'll be blessed. And number two, recognize the place of your, a place of God's blessing for your life. In Genesis chapter 28, when Jacob had an encounter with God, and Jacob got up, he was in the wilderness. He was in a faraway place. It was a place where that there appeared to be anything that was working. He slid a stone as a pillow, slept on the bare ground. But he saw angels ascending and descending. May God open your eyes to see where he has blessed you. He has blessed you. Bible says that Jacob woke up. Chapter 28 verse 16. Bible says, and Jacob awaked out of his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place and I knew it not. Surely the Lord is in this place and I... Can we all read it together? Everybody join me and read. Ready, go. And Jacob awake. Let's say Jacob awake. No. Your surely is too soft. And he said what?
Surely.
One more time.
Surely.
For the last time.
Surely.
The Lord is in this Makairos church. May it be a place of your healing and miracle. The place of your transformation. The place of your blessing. Each time you come to this place, may you go out with the blessing of God. Each time you walk into church, may you go out with the favor of God on your life. May God speak to you each time you enter this place. Surely the Lord is in this place. I pray for everybody here. Anytime you enter this door, may you hear the word of God for your life. Anytime you sit on these chairs, may the counsel of God come to you. Anytime you duck in the door of this church, may you go with God's blessing in your life. Surely, the Lord is in this place. God has allocated blessing in this place. I said, in this place. I said, where? I said, where? I said, where? Right in this place, you'll find a good job. You'll find a good wife. You'll find a good husband. You'll have a child. You'll be promoted right from this place. May the blessing come up to you. May the blessing change your life. May the blessing transform your life. May the blessing take you to a new level. Surely, the Lord is in this place. If I were you, I would never miss a Sunday service. You didn't hear me? If I were you, I would never miss a Sunday service. If I were you, anytime there's a gathering, I'll be here. Because surely, the Lord is... I'm preaching. May you not miss your time of visitation. May you not miss your time of divine encounter. May you not miss your time in this place. What a way. I want you to move to five people and tell them, from today, don't miss any service. Tell five people from today, don't miss any service in this place. In this place. In this place. In this place. I said five. Make it. Add seven more. Make it 12. Move out of your chair and tell 12 people. Don't miss. Don't miss. Don't miss again. 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 Yeah. Don't wait for a phone call before you come to church. Don't wait for a bus before you come to church. Don't wait to be peed before you come to church. Surely the Lord is in this place. Surely the Lord is in this place. May His presence abide here. May His power abide here. May miracles abide here. May answers abide here. In the name of Jesus. David said, one thing have I desired, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. I pray for you today that you will dwell in this place all the days of your life. I pray for you that you stay in the house of God all the days of your life. That I may dwell in the house all the days of my life. May you never miss this place. May nothing send you away from this church. May never send away from the place where God has chosen to bless you. And each time you come, may you live as a different person. May you live anointed. May you live healed. May you live restored. May you live promoted. May you live lifted up. May God do a miracle in your life. In Jesus' name. Clap your hands and give the Lord a shout of praise. People and places. Lift your two hands up high. Kando kashaka matosi. Zimbra kon tiki mahata. Shabalaba kon deribohoshi. Reika tandi bahata. Shkabaliba toroki bahata. Shkimande karando braki fata. Everybody lift your two hands up high. And speak to God now. Speak to Him now. Everybody lift your two hands up. Oh, the place of salvation. The place of healing. This is the place of deliverance. This is the place of miracles. This is the place of power. This is the place of the hand of God. This is the place where God's glory shall be seen. Pray this evening, this morning. Pray. Let your presence, let your power, let your glory be remain in this place. Nobody will come here and live as an unbeliever. Nobody will come here and live without a miracle. May there be this tangible miracle. May there be your glory. May there be your power. Thank you, Father.
Oh yes.
Father, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We give you praise.
Oh yes.
We give you glory.
Yes, Lord.
For your word.
Yes.
I pray for every hand lifted up. May we be a partaker of the anointing in this place.
Amen.
May we be partakers of the grace in this place.
Amen.
May we be partakers of the miracles in this place.
Amen.
May this be a place where direction will come to us.
Yes, Lord.
Instruction will come to us.
Amen.
Correction will come to us.
Amen.
Healing will come to us.
Amen.
Miracles will come to us.
Amen.
Favor will come to us.
Amen.
In this place.
Amen.
Be exalted.
Yes, Lord.
Be exalted.
Yes, Lord.
Be exalted in this place. May Christ be lifted up in this place every time. Every time we preach, may Jesus be lifted up in this place.
Amen.
Every time we declare your word, may Christ be exalted in
Amen.
This place. And when you are lifted up,
Jesus.
You draw all men to yourself.
Yes, Lord.
I pray for anybody who would ever walk into this church.
Yes.
May they receive salvation.
Amen.
May they receive salvation.
Amen.
May they receive direction.
Amen.
May they receive healing.
Amen.
May they receive answers.
Amen.
Do for us.
Yes, Lord.
What you did for Jacob.
Yes, Lord.
We bless you today.
Yes.
We give you thanks.
We give you praise. Give you
praise. We give you glory.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Every head bowed, every eye closed. I'd like to pray for you here. As wherever you are standing, just close your eyes with me. This Sunday afternoon, there's some of us standing here. Maybe today's your first time, or maybe you've come a number of times, but you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus. Today, this Sunday, as we all stand here, I want to pray for you. Today, 21st of April, 2024, I want to invite you, wherever you are, for a personal relationship with Jesus. Maybe you feel far away. Maybe you have done many wrong things. But today, this Sunday afternoon, when you say, Bishop, I need Jesus in my life. I want to be born again. I want to be a child of God. I want my name to be written in heaven. If you're standing here and you need Jesus in your life, you want me to pray for you. Lift up your right hand. Lift your right hand up high. Up high. I see your hands. Let it go higher than your head. I see so many hands. Let it go. Lift it up high. I want to pray for you right now. Wherever you are. I want to say, Bishop, today, this Sunday afternoon, I need Jesus in my life. I don't want to live here without Jesus. Pray for me. Lift up your right hand. And I shall pray for you. Thank you, Father, for these lifted hands. Everyone who has lifted their hand up, I pray for them. Rule and reign in their lives and be glorified. In the name of Jesus. If you have lifted your hand up, I want you to walk from where you are and come to me in the front here. Just come. My brother, just come. Come all the way.
I'll put you come. In front. In front of my men.
Come quickly. I'm waiting for you.
You are all that my.
All of you at the back there, you lifted your hands.
You are Lord Almighty. Oh, I'm a group for two.
You and I, Jesus.
You and I, Jesus. You are Lord Almighty. You are all. I'll put you in front.
I'll put you in front.
In front.
In the front here, lift your two hands with me. All of you in front, lift your two hands up high. Somebody invited you. I feel there are some people standing there. God is telling me there are seven people standing out there. You need to take God seriously. You have not been taking today. God says He's speaking to you. I want you to come quickly and join us as we pray. Seven of you, come now. God is calling you. He said, take me, don't joke with me, take me seriously. Come very quickly. And then we shall pray. Come now. Quickly, I'm waiting for you. Just come now. Come quickly. Come quickly.
If I don't have you in my life, what would I have gained?
Lift our two hands up high in front, and the whole church join us as you pray. Say with me, Heavenly Father, this Sunday afternoon, I give my heart to you. I receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart. Make me your child. I want to serve you the rest of my life. From today, my life belongs to you. Jesus, wash all my sins away. Please write my name. Everybody in front say, please write my name in the book of life. From today, I am yours and you are mine. From today, my life belongs to you. Help me to serve you the rest of my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, it's communion time. So they're sharing the communion now. Thank you, my dear. They send the communion. Don't eat it yet. I know you're hungry, but this thing will not change anything about you. So don't eat the bread. Don't eat the take the wine yet. Just keep it right here. And thank you very much. And I'm going to give instructions. Yes, let's have something lovely. Come on. Of Christ. His body was broken, so your broken body will be restored. Today, as you eat this bread, may it heal cancers. May it heal chronic diseases. Any area ulcers, I rebuke them in the name of Jesus. High blood pressure, we curse it in the name of Jesus. May the eating of this body bring normalness, normalcy to your body. Receive grace to be well and to be strong. Any frailty, any weakness in your body, may the strength of God take over in the name of Jesus. Say the body of the Lord. The body of the Lord. The body of the Lord. Shall we eat it together? A cup of your blessing. Where there has been a curse, let the blessing replace that curse. Where we have failed, let victory take over now. As we hold this cup of blessing in our hands, we declare, we terminate everything that the enemy has started to do in any life here. Satan, I command your hands off the children of God. In the name of Jesus, I pray for your life to be prolonged. May God add many years to your years. May that accident never happen. May that agenda fail. May that meeting that was held with your name mentioned negatively, may that meeting be aborted. In the name of Jesus, may the blood that speaks better things speak life, speak promotion, speak health, speak improvement, and speak newness of life into your life. I bless this cup you're holding. Let it do a miracle in your life. May every sin be forgiven. May every mistake be corrected. And may the blessing of God overtake your life. In Jesus' name, say the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Shall we drink it together? Father, we bless your children. We bless all that came here today and all that came to this place of blessing. I pray that we walk out of here with our basket full of blessing. Blessing of life. Blessing of improvement. I see your light shining. I see your light shining. Every darkness is giving way as you approach, but the light of God is shining your path. May you walk into the blessing of God. This week will be a good week for you. Every day will come with this peculiar blessing. In the name of Jesus. You will not be hospitalized. You will not be admitted in a hospital. But you shall walk in the healing and the strength of God. May your life be blessed. May your days be blessed. May your season be blessed. In Jesus' name. And everybody shouted, amen. Clap your hands for the Lord.
We have no doubt that you have received a blessing from the Word of God preached by Bishop Eddie Addy. Do join either of our Victory Secret Services from the Macarius Church Headquarters, East Egon Hills, Accra, this and every Sunday at 7:30 and 10:30 a.m. Connect with Bishop Eddie Addy on Facebook Live, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. God bless you and lead you in a series of victories.